You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Residents of the West Winds Mobile Home Park in San Jose started the decade off with an unsettling surprise. Just after New Year's, management taped letters to over 700 homes saying leases were going to expire in 2 years and that there was a possibility that everyone would get evicted. Within weeks, all levels of government rushed to find solutions that would not only help this community, but other mobile home communities across the state and the country. KALW's Angela Johnston joins me now in studio to tell us more. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Hena.
So tell us about West Winds Mobile Home Park and these eviction notices.
West Winds Mobile Home Community is in North San Jose, 2 miles from Levi's Stadium, surrounded by big tech companies like Cisco and Samsung. And it houses over 700 households. So it's one of the largest mobile home parks in San Jose and the state, actually. And even though it's so big, you can't really notice it from the road. Like a lot of mobile home parks in Silicon Valley, they're tucked away behind big new business developments. So if you don't live in West Winds or know somebody who does, you may miss it. It's an all-ages mobile home park, so there are a lot of families here. And when you drive in, you'll pass a swimming pool, playgrounds. And I went there to visit Jim Canova. He and his wife have lived at West Winds for over 30 years.
What does that look like? 30 years, are they renting? Are they renting land? Are they owning? What's the situation?
Yeah, mobile home parks are this unique blend of rental and owning a home. So 30 years, it sounds like a long time. It is. And a lot of people in mobile home parks live there for a long time. And you lease the spot that you put your home on.
You lease the land.
You lease the land. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, it's not as expensive as, say, leasing a one-bedroom apartment because you're owning the home that you put on the land.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you met Jim.
Yeah. Jim is proud of his home. He's done a lot of renovations. He's raised 2 kids here.
It's just a beautiful place to raise a family. It really is. It's a safe neighborhood. It's a quiet neighborhood. We're close to so many things.
When I get there, we sit down on a deck he just built in his backyard, and he shows me the letter he got a few weeks before. It was from the management company.
So usually when you get something, the management company, in an envelope, I'll have your number, your address number, and it's they tape it on the side of your house. And usually it's things like, pull a weed, you know, basic things. And you open this up and it goes.
Basically, the letter says that the landowners want the mobile home park empty when the land lease expires in 2022. Residents could leave with their home or not. The management company says they're going to file a lawsuit against the landowners, but be prepared.
You know, when you got this letter, you thought, hey, I'm losing my house by then. What am I going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
So what is going on in these residents' heads? What are they going to do?
Well, the lucky thing is almost immediately after they got this letter, San Jose City Council said they would fast track a zoning change for the land that West Winds sits on, meaning it would be rezoned as mobile home only. Mm. There's a mobile home park in Mountain View surrounded by the Google campus, actually, where this is the case.
Okay, that sounds like a solution.
Yeah, and there's been this state and national level response, too. So U.S. Representative Ro Khanna just proposed legislation that would try to preserve mobile home parks across the country.
Okay, what is he proposing? How would that work?
If passed, Khanna's bill would direct HUD, the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Agency, to create a grant program to help residents actually purchase mobile home parks if they're being sold. Uh-huh. So residents could band together to form sort of a co-op, apply for a grant and get investments, and then buy the land for market value when it goes up for sale.
That's what happened to a mobile park in Palo Alto, right?
Sort of. I reported on Buena Vista Mobile Home Park back in 2015, and 400 residents there also got eviction warnings. And yes, buying back the park was proposed. Residents there were in limbo for almost 5 years as they were trying to figure out what to do. And what ended up happening was that the landowners sold the park for over $40 million to the Santa Clara Housing Authority. Mm-hmm. And they'll ensure that residents can continue to live there indefinitely.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate. What happens if neither the zoning nor the legislation work out in time?
Well, that's a tough question because, you know, they could sell their homes, And I did notice a few sale signs as I drove to Jim Canova's house. Uh-huh. But he told me it's going to be impossible to sell your home and get any value for it if the park is sold. Mm-hmm. So the consequences are dire.
So they are mobile homes. Can they move their homes somewhere else?
Mobile home parks are sort of a misnomer, right? It's not a trailer. You can't just hook it up to your car and drive to another spot. So even though you own your home, it's a lot of work to move it somewhere. And it mm-hmm. could cost $5,000 to up to $15,000.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And so Jim Canova says if mobile home parks closing are a trend, it's really just risky to move somewhere else because you might just be given another eviction notice because another owner wants to sell.
Is it a trend?
Well, it may be a slow trend. A few parks in Mountain View and Sunnyvale have closed in the past few years. There are 59 mobile home parks in San Jose, which is more than I thought. Mm. A few years ago, a seniors-only mobile home park in San Jose was sold to developers who are building condos. Luckily, the residents secured housing in the new development. Mm-hmm. But in the past few years, mobile home parks in San Jose and Sunnyvale were bought by big investors for up to hundreds of millions of dollars and not redeveloped.
Uh-huh.
So in some ways, mobile home parks are becoming a good investment, too, because in a housing crisis, people will always need affordable housing.
Yeah, so where do mobile homes fit in this housing crisis?
Well, in some ways, mobile home parks are some of the last truly affordable housing in the Bay Area, affordable home ownership. Mm. I just checked on the housing app Zillow right before I came in here, and mm-hmm. there are mobile homes for sale for just over $100,000 in San Jose, plus the rent that you'd have to pay to lease the spot. And I spoke with attorney Nadia Aziz at the Law Foundation of Silicon Valley. They've represented mobile home park residents when parks have been up for sale. And she's really been thinking about mobile homes and the Bay Area housing landscape.
It's one of the only ways that a low-income family could afford to actually own a home in Silicon Valley.
Wow. Mobile home parks are affordable, but they're also some of the least dense housing. How do affordable housing advocates reckon with that?
Well, it's a good question, and one I asked Nadia Aziz.
High-density housing should be developed, but it shouldn't be on the backs of, like, low-income families. And take a look at who's living at these parks. There are people who live in our community, people who work in our community. A lot of them are low-income, communities of color. A lot of them are seniors, people who, like, spent their years in public service. And so these are the people that we want to remain in our community.
So what's next for West Winds?
Well, Jim Canova, the person I visited, said he's organizing residents to form a neighborhood association. And just after I left, he called me and said he found another note taped to his door telling residents about the possible rezoning proposal and mobile home legislation from Representative Ro Khanna. Mm-hmm. He says he hopes San Jose rezones the area really quickly so the cloud that's been hanging over residents' heads can go away and they can get to work on sort of finding this long-term solution like buying the park from the landowners.
Okay, thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
That's KALW's Angela Johnston. You can reach her at angela@kalw.org.